Axil research highlights major impact of the Renters' Rights Act on the UK private rented sector. The Renters' Rights Act, Axil research analyses its impact on the UK private rented sector. The research team at the Research Centre for Cities and Infrastructure Law, Axil, has released new findings examining the potential impact of the Renters' Rights Act, a piece of legislation widely regarded as one of the most significant reforms to the UK private rented sector in decades. The report analyses how the legislation could reshape relationships between tenants, landlords, and property investors, while also affecting housing supply, rental pricing, and long-term investment in the sector. The Renters' Rights Act research context. The private rented sector, PRS, has grown substantially over the past 20 years and now houses millions of households across the United Kingdom. However, policymakers have increasingly argued that the regulatory framework has not kept pace with the sector's expansion. The Renters' Rights Act aims to modernize rental legislation by introducing stronger tenant protections and restructuring how tenancies operate in England. According to the Axil research team, the reforms could fundamentally alter the operational model for many landlords. Key legislative changes examined. Axil researchers identified several provisions within the legislation that are likely to have the greatest impact on the rental market. 1. Abolition of no-fault evictions. One of the most widely discussed reforms is the removal of Section 21 no-fault evictions. The Act proposes replacing this mechanism with a strengthened framework of defined legal grounds for possession. Axil's analysis suggests that this change could improve tenant stability but may also encourage landlords to reassess the risks associated with letting property. 2. A shift to periodic tenancies. The Act moves the sector away from fixed-term tenancies toward rolling periodic agreements. The research team notes that while this may provide tenants with greater flexibility, it could also introduce uncertainty for landlords planning longer-term property management strategies. 3. Stronger property standards and enforcement. The legislation proposes enhanced powers for local authorities to enforce property standards and address poor quality accommodation. Axil researchers believe these changes could accelerate the professionalization of the PRS, particularly among larger landlords and institutional investors. 4. Greater transparency in rent increases. The Act introduces clearer procedures for rent increases and dispute resolution mechanisms. The research team notes that improved transparency may help reduce disputes between tenants and landlords while providing a more predictable regulatory environment. In addition to examining legislative reform, the Axil research team also analyzed recent trends in the property sales market, particularly the role of cash buyers in accelerating transactions. The findings suggest that properties purchased by cash buyers typically complete significantly faster than those reliant on mortgage finance. While a traditional property sale in the UK can often take 12 to 16 weeks from offer acceptance to completion, the Axil team found that transactions involving cash buyers frequently complete in as little as 2 to 6 weeks, as they are not subject to mortgage approvals, lender valuations, or extended financing checks. According to the research, the presence of cash house buyers has become increasingly influential in parts of the market where sellers seek certainty and speed, particularly when landlords are restructuring portfolios or exiting the private rented sector in response to regulatory changes such as the Renters' Rights Act. Learn more about how long it takes to sell your property in our guide. Potential market implications. The Axil study suggests the reforms may trigger several structural shifts in the housing market. Firstly, there may be a gradual reduction in the number of smaller landlords operating in the sector if regulatory complexity increases. Some may choose to exit the market, particularly those managing only one or two properties. Secondly, institutional investors could play a greater role in the PRS. Large-scale build-to-rent developments already operate under professional management structures that are more easily aligned with new regulatory frameworks. Finally, the report suggests that housing supply in certain regions could tighten in the short term if landlords delay new investments while assessing the legislative changes. Rent reform elements. A long-term structural reform. Axil researchers conclude that the Renters' Rights Act represents a structural reform rather than a minor regulatory adjustment. The legislation seeks to rebalance tenant protections with landlord responsibilities while encouraging higher standards across the sector. According to the research team, the success of the reforms will depend heavily on how they are implemented and enforced over the coming years. As the legislation progresses through Parliament, stakeholders across the property industry, including landlords, tenants, and investors, are closely monitoring developments that could reshape the future of renting in the United Kingdom. Guide to the Renters' Rights Act FAQ Summary. What is the Renters' Rights Act? The Renters' Rights Act is a major reform of the private rented sector in England designed to strengthen tenant protections and improve standards. The legislation aims to create a fairer rental market while still giving landlords clear legal routes to regain possession of their properties when necessary. The Act introduces new tenancy rules, improves enforcement against rogue landlords, and expands tenant rights across the private rented sector. Tenancy reform and security. Will Section 21 no-fault evictions be abolished? Yes. The Act abolishes Section 21 evictions, meaning landlords will no longer be able to evict tenants without a legal reason. Instead, landlords must rely on specific Section 8 possession grounds, such as rent arrears, antisocial behavior, or selling the property. How will tenancy agreements change? Fixed-term assured short-hold tenancies will be replaced by periodic tenancies, meaning agreements will roll from month to month without a fixed end date. This gives tenants greater flexibility to move and provides more security against eviction. What possession grounds can landlords use? Landlords will still be able to regain possession of their property using defined legal grounds, such as selling the property, moving into the property themselves, tenant rent arrears, antisocial behavior. However, stricter rules and notice periods will apply, and certain grounds cannot be used within the first 12 months of a tenancy in some circumstances. Rent rules and tenant costs. How will rent increases work under the new law? The Act introduces tighter rules on rent increases. Rent can generally only be increased once per year. Landlords must issue a Section 13 notice to increase rent. Tenants must receive at least 2 months' notice of a rent increase. Tenants may challenge rent increases through a tribunal if they believe the proposed rent is above market level. Are rental bidding wars being banned? Yes. The Act will ban rental bidding wars, meaning landlords and letting agents must advertise a clear asking rent and cannot invite or accept offers above that price. This is intended to create fairer access to housing. A quote from Matthew Pennycook, a UK government housing minister, said, "Tenant rights and living standards. Will tenants have the right to keep pets? Tenants will have stronger rights to request permission for pets. Landlords must consider requests and cannot refuse them without a reasonable justification. This aims to make renting more flexible for households with animals. Will there be stronger housing standards? The Act introduces improvements to property standards, including Extension of the decent homes standard to the private rented sector. Introduction of a WBS law, requiring landlords to fix hazards like damp and mold within strict timeframes. These reforms are intended to ensure all rented homes meet acceptable safety and quality standards. Landlord compliance and enforcement. What is the private rented sector, PRS, database? A new PRS database will require landlords to register themselves and their properties. This system will help tenants verify landlord compliance, improve transparency in the rental market, support enforcement against non-compliant landlords. What is the private rented sector ombudsman? A new landlord ombudsman scheme will allow tenants and landlords to resolve disputes without going to court. The ombudsman will provide a quicker and more impartial way to deal with complaints and improve accountability across the rental sector. What happens if landlords break the new rules? Landlords who breach the Act may face financial penalties and fines. Enforcement action from local authorities. Additional tenant rights, such as compensation or rent repayment orders. The reforms significantly strengthen enforcement powers to tackle poor practices in the private rented sector. Implementation and timeline. When will the Renters' Rights Act take effect? The Act received royal assent in October 2025, with reforms being introduced in phases beginning in May 2026. Early changes include tenancy reform and the abolition of Section 21 evictions, while later phases introduce the PRS database and other regulatory systems.